Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Chelsea Good of the Livestock Marketing Association. Back with Chelsea in just a moment.
It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th in Norman.
Picture a thick, furry, yield-slashing downy brome infestation on the left side of a wheat field. Now, picture clean, healthy rows of wheat on the right. What you're seeing is Coaxium wheat production system driven by aggressor herbicide winning the war on weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields. Higher yields. There are folks in the livestock industry that say under current laws, livestock sellers are not adequately protected against livestock dealer defaults. The Livestock Marketing Association believes that unpaid sellers should have the ability to reclaim their livestock if they haven't been sold yet, or if resold, the proceeds or receivables from those resales. Chelsea Good, VP of Government and Industry Affairs at the Livestock Marketing Association, explains their role in representing livestock sellers and how dealer trust legislation would provide them a valuable payment recovery tool in the case of a dealer default.
Dealer statutory trust would be a policy solution to a problem that we have today where sellers of livestock sometimes don't get paid for those livestock. Unfortunately, if a livestock dealer fails to pay for livestock, currently there aren't very good tools to get recovery. If you're a livestock producer and you're selling at a livestock auction market like an LMA member, you've got a guarantee of a good check because the livestock market has a custodial account, but then that market might not get paid on the other side of the transaction. Or if you're a producer that's selling to a livestock dealer in the country, similarly, you could get a bad check or no check comes. You would think that you would have the ability to either go get those livestock back, or if those livestock have been resold, the proceeds from those livestock. That's not the case.
Chelsea Good explains under current law, the only type of livestock recovery is with a bond claim through USDA.
Your average bond claim when there's a dealer payment default, it's about 5 cents to 10 cents on the dollar. LMA's involvement with dealer trust would be advocating for dealer trust along with other livestock organizations that support it as well. And the reason that something that we feel so passionately about is it's something that has the potential to really benefit livestock auction markets in these unfortunate situations where there are a payment default. Typically the way it works is, you know, livestock markets pay for livestock to the producers and then they get paid on the other end. But when there is a big default, it can be significant.
In response to current federal laws under the Uniform Commercial Code, states have decided in some cases to take action.
For example, the states of Oklahoma and Florida have created lien laws that would create priority in that unpaid seller of livestock, make sure that they have the ability to reclaim livestock if they're not paid for those livestock. The challenges with those state laws, though, is oftentimes in the cattle industry, you've got buyers and sellers in different states. And so that's why a uniform federal solution really is needed.
Now, in the 2018 farm law, there is a directive for USDA to do a feasibility study on dealer statutory trusts to help improve seller recovery.
This actually already exists with livestock packers. If you're selling to a packer, a statutory trust exists. And what a statutory trust does is it just provides priority for those unpaid sellers of livestock. It gives unpaid sellers of livestock the ability to either reclaim the livestock, or if the livestock have been resold, the proceeds or receivables from those livestock. So right now, USDA is doing a feasibility study, figuring out if this is something that would also fit well in the dealer space. That feasibility study is due back in December of this year. It is our hope that the feasibility study comes back positive, shows that yes, as we believe, dealer trust would improve recovery in these situations, and then Congress goes ahead and enacts a dealer trust, passes legislation to change that priority. At LMA, we believe that the current law as it relates to livestock sales is not fair, and we think that dealer trust is a good way that it would give unpaid sellers priority in livestock that haven't been paid for. We think that shift in priority is the right thing to do and look forward to working with USDA and Congress in pursuit of that goal.
Chelsea Good, the VP for Government and Industry Affairs for the Livestock Marketing Association. They represent the trade group that represents auction barns across the United States. You can visit LMAweb.com for more up-to-date information on dealer trust legislation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Superior Livestock is pleased to present Week in the Rockies 31 live from Embassy Suites, Loveland, Colorado, to be seen the 8th through the 12th of July live on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 209,000 head through the week. If you'd like details of the time and day that a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call 800-422-2117. Superior's Week in the Rockies 31, July 8th through the 12th. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.